Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck are still celebrating.
Thank goodness.
It's another party.
Thank goodness. I actually broke out into a panic attack when I realized I had gone a couple of days without reporting even one story about them. So I'm happy that we can tell you that their wedding celebrations will continue this weekend. They got married a month ago in Las Vegas, a little quickie, a little chapel kind of wedding. But now they're going to be throwing a three-day celebration for family and friends at Ben Affleck's 87-acre estate in Georgia. So that's going to go on this weekend. Rehearsal dinner on Friday, wedding ceremony on Saturday, and then a big barbecue and picnic on Sunday. And right now, the only ones we know who are on the guest list, Matt Damon, Jimmy Kimmel, and Casey Affleck. I'm sure there'll be all kinds of, top-notch A-listers there. So we'll keep you all posted on that. I know you can't live your lives without knowing what's going on with the Bennifer.
Where are they registered? Do we know? Gotta get that gift sent to the estate.
I'm hoping Target. I like a good Target gift registry.
Tell us about this Golden Girls pop-up restaurant. Where was that?
Yeah, well, it's the Golden Girls restaurant is in Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little, a restaurant like so many restaurants that went under during the pandemic. So it was a vacant restaurant in Beverly Hills. And what they did was transform it into a Golden Girls-themed pop-up restaurant with parts of the restaurant look like the Golden Girls kitchen. Part of it looks like Blanche's bedroom, complete with the banana leaf bedspread and wallpaper. So all different parts of the house. The lanai is, featured there. Some of the recipes on the menu are themed with things you might expect from one of the four ladies on the show. This is the same company that did the Saved by the Bell Diner and had it here in Chicago, actually, back in 2017. This little pop-up restaurant has become so popular, it is completely sold out for a month trying to get in to have dinner with Dorothy and Sophia and Blanche and Rose. It's going to stay open in L.A. until October, and they are planning to bring it to other cities, and they say that Chicago is definitely on the list. So we don't know when it's going to be here, but it is on its way.
I'm sure you'll tell us. And very soon for breakfast, we'll be enjoying a Snoop Dogg cereal, won't we?
Oh, now this is another story. I know you can't start your day without knowing the details about Snoop Dogg's latest commercial venture. He has started a new cereal, which is called Snoop's Loops, and it looks like Trix to me. It's multicolored cereal. This one has some marshmallows in it as well, but it is a brand new cereal that should be on store shelves soon. It is gluten-free, as you might expect from any Snoop Dogg product, and joins the food products that Snoop already has out under the name of Mama Snoop. Mama Snoop oatmeal, grits, pancake mix, and maple syrup. And Snoop Dogg also has a line of wine that he puts out there right now. So he's your little entrepreneurial machine there.
Yeah, pretty soon we'll be enjoying that Snap, Crackle, Snoop.
Yeah. Hey, those rolling papers don't come cheap. So,
And on News Nation, Chris Cuomo talked to Alec Baldwin about the shooting on the set of Rust. What did he have to say last night?
Yeah, this was actually on Chris Cuomo's podcast, which they showed on News Nation last night. He's got a podcast called the Chris Cuomo project, which you can, if you want to see the whole interview, you can go on YouTube. It's there or wherever you watch podcasts. But he talked about a variety of things. He, first and foremost, was talking about this fatal shooting that took place on his movie set in which a cinematographer was killed. Helena Hutchins was killed while they were rehearsing a scene. The gun was supposed to have blanks in it. The gun had a real bullet in it, killing Hutchins. In the interview last night, Baldwin told Cuomo that he never pulled the trigger on the gun. The medical investigator's report came out yesterday and ruled that this was an accident. But Baldwin talked about how he thinks this gun actually went off.
If a bullet comes out of a gun, they say, well, then someone fired.
You're familiar with this. Did not come from me. This came from the DA's office themselves. You're familiar with what fanning a gun is. Have you heard of that phrase, fanning a gun?
Yes, but explain.
So if you pull the hammer back and you don't lock the hammer, if you pull the hammer back pretty far, in old Western movies, you'd see someone fan the hammer of the gun. The hammer didn't lock. You pulled it back to an extent where it would fire the bullet without you pulling the trigger, without you locking the hammer.
So, he talked about the shooting. He talked about politics. Alec Baldwin has, been very involved in that. But he also talked about just his life in general. I mean, this shooting incident after incident in which Alec Baldwin has come in contact with the paparazzi, and it hasn't gone real well. He's gone through some difficult times, many of them self-inflicted. This is his perspective of where his life is.
I had a great retirement plan. I did fairly well financially. I had one kid. I was in my early 50s. I thought I could slow down and do a little off-Broadway theater here and there, do a little part in a film, see the world. Even now, I turn to my wife and I'll whisper to her, "You realize where I'm supposed to be right now, don't you?" And by that, I mean like David Geffen's yacht in Nice. I'm supposed to be having a nice vacation. What did I do? We have six kids and our seventh kid coming, and I'm 64 years old. So why do I put my head down and keep going? What choice do I have?
Sleep in separate rooms. I got a family.
That's a choice.
You mean that? Oh, God. I told people I'm going to be a greeter in Vegas any day now. Remember me? I was in Beetlejuice. How are you, everybody? Please, table nine, Frank. Table nine.
Yeah, it was a pretty interesting interview.
Yeah, I'm still curious about live ammo in that gun. That question still hasn't really been answered, has it?
And doesn't it seem, I mean, it seems to me, I'm not an expert in any way, that's the whole key to this whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is how did a real bullets get into a gun that were supposed to only be blanks, and who checked it, mm-hmm. or didn't check, apparently, to find out what was actually in there. So anyway, if you want to hear the whole interview, it's on Chris Cuomo's podcast. It's also on the News Nation website. They ran clips last night on Banfield. Chris Cuomo will be joining News Nation on a regular basis starting sometime in the fall. And, since he's part of the company now, I'm trying to see if we can get him to fill in for Lou Manfredini once in a while.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah.
What's on your list of what to watch on the stream?
For Marvel Universe fans, a brand new series that's called She-Hulk, Attorney at Law, about a young attorney who has to learn how to control her rage that lives within her. Mark Ruffalo makes an appearance to help out. First episode will begin streaming tomorrow. Michelle Monaghan is starring in a dual role as identical twins who switch lives and share a troubling secret. The series that's called Echoes that'll start on Netflix on Friday. Also, there's a new British drama called The Undeclared War that focuses on British intelligence agents' response to a Russian cyber attack. Simon Pegg is in this. Oscar winner Mark Rylance is in it. That's going to start on Peacock beginning tomorrow. For new movies, there is a new one that's called Look Both Ways, in which the results of a pregnancy test mark a turning point in a young girl's life that could take her on two parallel paths. That's on Netflix. There's a new documentary called Untold that takes an inside look at scandals in the world of sports. That one is on Netflix. There is also a new reality from Heidi Klum and Tim Gunn, returning for another season of their fashion show, Making the Cut. That begins on Friday. And, you know, I always love my food shows. There is a new baking spinoff of the Great British Baking Show with preteens in the kitchen this time. That's on Netflix right now. And also a reality food show where singles cook up insanely spicy dishes for potential partners. It's a new show that's called Hotties.
You know,
that is on Hulu.
I was thinking we ought to do a contest where when you do this every week and tell us what to watch on the stream, one is going to be completely made up by you.
Yeah.
And then we have to guess which one is fake.
Which one's too ridiculous to be true?
It'll be hard.
Because they all sound like that.
Talk to you tomorrow. See, thank you, Dean. Right, bye.